This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
When you lose, there's always going to be a guy or two that gets most of the blame. And here in the 40 hours after the Knicks got knocked out, the guy taking most of the heat is Karl Anthony Towns. Josh Hart had an absolutely pathetic and dreadful series. But Karl Anthony Towns is taking the heat, not just for what happened in this series against Indiana, but even moving forward. Mm-hmm. A lot of Knicks fans are done with Karl Anthony Towns, including some of our fellow WFAN coworkers and big-time Knicks fans. Let me give you some examples before we discuss.
Yes.
Would you like to hear Knicks fan number one here at WFAN or Knicks fan number two here at WFAN?
Well, number one would be Tommy, right?
Well, no, I meant just random numbers.
Oh, yeah, random.
I'm not ranking them, though I guess I could.
Yeah.
Though that will offend some.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, let's hear from Knicks fan Gio.
Biggest one being Karl Anthony Towns, and they went and they traded for him, and he's making $50 million a year, and at the core, he's a loser. That is their biggest problem. The guy is a loser. He's a losing player. He complains. He is soft. He shows you flashes where he's the best player on the court. Not enough. He doesn't play enough defense. He bitches and moans. He is, up until this point in his career, a loser.
I like the caveat at the end. Up until this point, of course, it could change. So, Knicks fan Karl Anthony Towns is a loser. Let's hear from another Knicks fan here at WFAN.
And I don't want to hear about he's such a good shooter. Oh, he's got so much skill. Karl Anthony Towns is exactly what I thought he was. He is soft and he is weak.
So, we got soft, we got weak. And we got a loser. Now, Tommy.
Well, they did win a lot.
They did. Well, they got to the Western Conference Finals last year, too. So he's in back-to-back conference finals, I guess, if we're looking at his individual accomplishments.
Yeah, if he's a loser, I'd hate to see what the rest of the league looks like.
Now, Tommy, you declared he's a cat who needs to prove he's a dog. I know he's never earned the dog stripes, but do you agree with your fellow Knicks fans here at WFAN? Good Knicks fans, by the way, giving real, honest opinions on the guy. He's a loser. He's soft. Everything else, agree or disagree?
I disagree. I think Cat has his flaws. Obviously, defensively, the low basketball IQ, picking up dumb fouls, especially offensively. But Cat, to me, is coming off like the scapegoat in this series.
He is.
He's an easy target.
Yep.
I think the way he carries himself lends to that, to be an easy target. And I knew this was coming. Like, when I'm watching that game the other night, I go, Cat's going to get absolutely blasted. You already saw the hit piece come out afterwards, which doesn't. I don't love that kind of stuff because it's like put your name on it, the coaches and players.
Here's what he's referring to. This is from The Athletic. Fred Katz did the reporting. Publicly, Knicks players made veiled comments all season about poor communication causing their inconsistencies, which we talked about.
Right.
I mean, we analyzed that throughout the season. Josh Hart made comments, all that. Behind the scenes, they and coaches expressed frustration with Towns' defensive habits, less concerned with his talent level and more with his process on that end. Too often, Towns executed incorrect coverages without communicating why he did it.
after it became a theme, players worried Towns didn't grasp the importance of the matter. So that's what was reported, and credit to Fred Katz. He's a hell of a reporter.
Yeah.
This was obvious.
Well, exactly.
We saw this all year.
Right, even if it is anonymous, it feels like you'd have to be blind not to have seen all of that anyways.
Right.
And so it doesn't, in this case, it doesn't matter if it's anonymous. It's anonymous. Anonymity matters if it's a report like, well, in the clubhouse or locker room, Karl Anthony Towns is rude and mean to whoever. Right? Something that we would never be privy to. We'd never see it. And the only way that we'd find out about it is if someone tells us about it. But that person doesn't want to be identified. So when it's anonymous, then you're kind of like, do I believe that? Maybe I believe it. Maybe I don't. There's a yin and a yang to it. But when you're talking about things that we as fans or observers can see with our eyes.
Yeah.
Right? What was it? Game 4?
OG Anunoby.
Right, where they're screaming at each other.
We watched it.
We watched it. And we knew what he was talking about.
Yes.
So this is not, I don't think this is something to be aggrieved about the anonymity of whoever reported this. This is the obvious and probably needed to be stated publicly.
Yeah, and it kind of was stated publicly because throughout the season, we saw these comments made. Josh Hart talked about it, where we all guess, like, who's he talking about? What's he talking about? And then when you watch this team through 100 games that they ended up playing, Karl Anthony Towns did look confused on defense.
Yes.
I mean, how about that Tyrese Halliburton open three when he went back into drop coverage and Tyrese is like, all right, cool, and he takes the open three? Like, those kinds of miscues have been going on all year. So Karl Anthony Towns' defensive issues has been known for a while. But Tommy's right that he's becoming the scapegoat. And a lot of the issues that people have with him are fair. Like, low basketball IQ is fair. Right. Not defending at a high level, fair points. And I think the reason he's taking the heat goes back to something we talked about in February. One of the biggest questions surrounding the New York Knicks and how far they could go is that their two best players are liabilities defensively in Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson. Well, Jalen Brunson is not going to take the heat.
No.
He's just not.
Because he's the star.
And Karl Anthony Towns is the new guy.
Yeah.
And it's also the perception of how he plays, which leads to the soft label, which leads to, I hate him, get him out of here. So I'm with you, Tommy. I'm not surprised he's the culprit. But I think there's a lot of truth to the criticism that he's facing, specifically on the defensive side.
Karl Anthony Towns is everything that we saw this season that he was in Minnesota coming to the Knicks. This is everything I said, that the low basketball IQ, he has a label of being soft, he kind of mopes around at times. The body language is that when you're watching it as a fan or as an analyst, it's a guy that you can pick on a little bit. I said that about Lindor. Lindor carries himself in a way that there's a lot of people that don't like the smiling, that they don't like the fact that he maybe dyes his hair or, you know, gets his ears pierced.
You don't think it's a style of play, though?
No,
with Cap?
I think it's a lot of the body language. I do. Because the guy drops like 30 a night. He grabs 10 rebounds. He saves the season. And then when it's over, he's a loser. He's this, he's that. Meanwhile, I didn't hear a peep about Josh Hart. I don't hear a peep about Brunson. I don't hear a peep about anybody else, that the coach that contributed to this loss. You just hear it about the guy that has bad body language and comes off soft. So we're going to bully and pick on the guy that we think we can pick on.
My issue with Karl Anthony Towns, I think, is just the obvious ones, which is he's a liability defensively. He's a liability defensively, and I didn't know this about him until watching him all the time now.
Right.
He plays the game very dumbly. He just does. He makes a lot of dumb decisions. And so that obviously leads to, like, the next part of this, which is, okay, now what? All right, we have our issues with Karl Anthony Towns. You heard Gio and BT's. I laid out mine, not as vitriolic, but okay, now what? And to me, the answer is not the sexy answer everybody wants. I am not blowing it up. I am not acting like Cat can't be on my basketball team. I will move him in the right deal. Like, look, let's just talk about Giannis, because that's going to be the thing.
You're already talking about moving Cat.
No. You're asking me?
Yes.
I wouldn't move him for nothing, but if I had a chance to get Giannis for him, you'd be an idiot not to. Idiot may be too strong. You'd be foolhardy not to. Mm. Is that fair to say?
Well, to at least.
Problem is, it's not going to happen.
To at least consider it.
No, not consider it. If the Bucks called me up, like in a drunken stupor, and said, hey,
would they do that?
Well, they're not, and that's the issue with this. Like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cat's a good player. Cat's a really good player. We know his liabilities. There are teams in the league that would want Karl Anthony Towns right now, 29, about to turn 30, like prime of his career. But he's not getting you Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's just not.
Right.
So my point is, yeah, if I have to use him and it's somehow going to get me Giannis, of course I make that trade. I don't think it's out there because I think if the Bucks are trading Giannis, they're not going to want Karl Anthony Towns. So now you're talking about, well, maybe there's a third team involved. What are you getting for Kat that you're giving to Milwaukee to make that trade work? The point is, we can talk about it. We can go through the different ideas. But I think off the top, it doesn't feel realistic. And it doesn't feel realistic to trade Karl Anthony Towns in a way that doesn't make you worse. And if I'm getting worse, I'm not interested. I would rather try to cover up the deficiencies of Karl Anthony Towns, and he has deficiencies, mm-hmm. then stupidly trade him because I'm emotional
right.
and say, well, I just got to get rid of him. I can't win with him. I'll only trade him if I get better. So, yes, would I trade him, Teak? Sure. But if I'm not getting better, I'm not trading him. Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. And the question is this, how terminal is this for Karl Anthony Towns? Is this something that's fixable or addressable or... is it something that's just never going to go away because he's not smart or he's too aloof to be aware in real time in games that matter to play better defensively,
you know,
or more
you,
aggressively defensively?
You know what I think the answer to that is? No. I think at this point in his career, I don't think he's ever going to become mm-hmm. like this elite level defender. But I think the way you get around it, and this is not appealing, is you forget how much money he makes and you separate Brunson and Kat. And you try to hide the deficiencies of both players with other guys on your roster. Like, one thing that jumps out at me, he's a four. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't play him at the five.
Yeah.
Like, Mitchell Robinson is still on this team. I can't rely on him to stay healthy, but I'm probably looking this offseason to add another 5, another kind of elite level defender. Now, those are tough to find, but I probably view Karl-Anthony Towns now as I'm going to play him at the 4, kind of like Minnesota did last year when they got Rudy Gobert and they ended up in the Western Conference Finals.
Right.
It sort of worked out.
It did work out. It's not a bad strategy. And I think so many people actually called for something like this with the double bigs with the Knicks all postseason. It's what people wanted to see.
And it's what they ended up doing.
And it's what they ended up doing. Now, it still created a liability issue, but again, this is the first year, and I know Tommy's pushing forward to 2026, but shouldn't we have some patience? Everybody talks about Tom Thibodeau and how every player that comes that's come here to the Knicks has gotten better. And look, I know Josh Hart has taken a step back or a regression or whatever you want to call it this season, especially relative to last season. But can we give it time?
He's coached Cat before, though. So this is not his first year.
Okay, but how old was Cat then?
He was younger.
22?
Right.
It's like he was a baby. And probably very much what Jimmy Butler said he was at that time. But he's a mature man now, making $54 million a year.
And it's only going up every year.
Yeah.
Which is going to make it more difficult as the years go by.
It is, but it's also, I don't know. I don't think that Karl-Anthony Towns is a, I'd make my money, I'm just going to play the way I want to type of player.
No, I just meant building the roster in a cap world in which he's going to end up making $60 million
a
year.
I'm not even talking about rebuilding this roster. I'm just talking about getting the situation, the current roster, better at what they're asked to do.
So that's probably my lean right now. So the way I look at this offseason is, of course you call the Bucks. Let's just start right there. Yeah, you make the phone call.
Right.
I think that the only way Giannis Antetokounmpo comes to the New York Knicks, and I don't think he's going to do this, is if he forces his way here.
Right.
And I don't even think he has the leverage to do it because he's got multiple years left on his contract. So the Bucks could say, too bad. Like, sure, you want that. You don't have the leverage. So my gut tells me, just based on the lack of picks that the Knicks have, because they don't have those from the Bridges trade, that I don't think they've got a package that gets the deal done. But do I make a phone call? Of course you do. You'd make that phone call, right, Tommy?
I'd make the phone call, but let me just remind everybody, Giannis is not a perfect player. He is a liability.
So you don't want him?
I'm just laying out the force.
Do you want him, yes or no?
Yes.
So you're making the phone call?
Because I think he's a great player, but I'm just saying for all those that are complaining about Cat, there are complaints you can make about
100%, Giannis. 100%. 100%. Look, of course he's not a perfect player. I'm just saying you are on board with you make the phone call, you investigate, it's likely not going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't see the Bucks making that deal unless, like you said, Giannis just pulls a power play and the Knicks give the best offer with the Karl-Anthony Towns. Otherwise, I don't see the Bucks.
And the reason why I don't buy the power play as much, Teak, is that because Giannis still has multiple years left on his deal, he doesn't really have that kind of power.
No, he doesn't.
So,
he can't. What are they going to do? They can just say, okay, no.
You're right. We're going to trade you to San Antonio anyway. I mean, too bad.
Yeah.
So I agree, and I think it's easy. Of course you make the phone call. But after that doesn't happen, I'm not trying to make some kind of crazy aggressive trade. What I'm trying to do, and it's tough because you really only have the mid-level exception and a couple of vet minimum deals to work this, is I'm trying to add to this roster guys who can kind of hide the fact that Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns are weak defenders.
Yep.
Like, I tell you one guy I would add right now. Sean's going to laugh because I have experience with this gentleman, Dennis Schroeder. I'd absolutely add Dennis Schroeder. He'd be a great fit for this team. I'd be intrigued by a guy like Malcolm Brogdon. Now, these are not the sexiest names, but if you're not changing the core, which I wouldn't do unless I'm getting better. Like, I'm not telling you I'd be married to this core, but what's the deal that's out there? That's realistic, not just something you're forcing through on NBA 2K that you can make that you're like, okay, this works for them, and it makes us better. I don't think it's out there. I think trading for Durant is a huge mistake. He is up there in age. He doesn't defend the way he used to, and he's never healthy. And I'm taking my biases aside, obviously.
Right.
I think you guys would agree with that take with me being a Net fan or Durant fan. Like, I just don't think at this point in his career it makes a lot of sense.
No, it's a spot-on take. KD doesn't help the Knicks where they need help. He just doesn't.
He doesn't. Not now. Not at his age. You know, I don't know if Devin Booker's going to be traded. Kind of the same thing. Like, I think realistically we're talking about on-the-margins moves, but those are the margins. Moves can make a big difference if you can hide the deficiencies of your best players.
Right. And that's, it's again, all of this is easier said than done, even if you do make the moves, because you still are going to be put in positions where Jalen Brunson and Cat are going to get exposed at times. And so it could be worth nothing if you do it. But you almost have to do something, right? You have to at least try to get better. This is the whole cliche, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse, because being the same means everybody else got better type of thing.
Yeah.
So the Knicks have to – look, it's not wholesale, and I know a lot of people are going to call up and say, everybody's got to go. This guy's got to go. Fire Tibbs, blah, 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 blah. Then you're starting over, and this team is not a – they're not in the situation where they were so bad they need to start over. They just need to tweak and get and figure out these little deficiencies that show their ugly heads, unfortunately, at the most inappropriate inopportune times.
Let's go to John in Queens. How are you, John?
Hey, Evan.
What's up, man?
Hey, Evan. How you guys doing?
All's good.
So, couple of things. One, I agree with a lot of points you guys made today, and I disagree with some. I like the Yankee reference. Let me start on that first. So one thing about the Yankee reference that I like that compares to 2026 is that you guys mentioned the conference, right?
Right.
The Eastern Conference, and why I agree with Tommy that being optimistic, it's going to be weak next year because first, no Tatum on Boston.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be gone. Maybe he comes back the end of the year. Maybe. But Boston is going – they're going to be a bottom team next year. And they're looking to – probably break that team up too.
Let's see what they do in the offseason. I'm not ready to say they're a bottom team, but you're right. Jason Tatum's not going to be a factor next year. You have to almost rule him out. He's not playing next year.
If Giannis gets traded and he goes out west, the Bucks are a non-factor.
Right.
So that just knocks out another playoff team right there. I do think the Pistons get better. They have some options that they can possibly do. I think the Pacers are still going to be there. And I also think the Cavs are going to be there. But if you look at those top four teams, the Knicks make the right tweaks, they're going to be right there. They're going to be a top four team, if not top two, next year.
John, they're going to be the favorites. Like, I'm going to make you that prediction. Mm-hmm. They're going to be the favorites in the Eastern Conference before any moves are made. Obviously, major things could change that, but assuming nothing major happens, they're going to be the favorites. And what I say to that is, what the hell does that mean?
Not the Pacers?
No, because the Pacers will get disrespected, just like they got disrespected in this series, in which the Knicks were favorites.
There is definitely growing now an underlying theme with Knicks fans that is circling this Tatum injury as a reason to kind of soften the blow of losing to the Pacers.
Well, they're right to a degree. Right. Like, the Boston Celtics are not the boogeyman anymore. But even though the Knicks will likely go into next year as either the favorite or the second favorite, it doesn't eliminate everything else we just said, which is, are you going to get the injury luck you just had? Like, that's the thing you can't predict. I'm not going to talk up Orlando or Detroit, though I think they're going to improve, or Cleveland, who maybe learns from their postseason disaster. But it's more looking in the mirror. Like, the Knicks were fortunate to be in the position they were in, and there's no guarantee they're going to get that again. Now, they're going to spend the week, Ian Begley's reported this, kind of going over everything. Like, Tom Thibodeau, they're going to analyze, should we bring Tom Thibodeau back?
Yeah.
They're going to analyze the roster.
Which you should do.
Of course.
Every team should do that every year.
And the way you're going to do it, and this is the question everybody should ask themselves, because this is where things get very, very complicated. Can I win an NBA championship? Can Tom Thibodeau be my coach? Can Karl Anthony Towns be a star playing 36 minutes a night? Can I do this? Can I do that? And if the answer is no, then you move on. If the answer is, yeah, I think we can do it, then you're going to retool just slightly, and you're going to try to do it again. But yeah, the Celtics are not the behemoth anymore.
No.
But that doesn't mean the road's going to be easy. It's probably not,
no.
Because from now until May, a lot of weird crap's
going
to happen.
I don't know how it ever is going to be easy. It's the NBA. Now, sometimes it feels like it. Last year with the Celtics, it felt like an easy ride for them, and it probably was, but and from their perspective, and that's only because of how their team was constructed and their coach, but it really never is easy, and you shouldn't expect it to be.
We'll take more of your calls next at 888-808-1019, including touching the other third rail when it comes to what the Knicks should do moving forward, and that's the future of this head coach, Tom Thibodeau. Do you want him back? Well, we know what Jalen Brunson thinks. We'll let you take a listen to that. Congratulations to Saquon Barkley. He is now on the cover of Madden. And when I saw that, I'm like, oh, God, the Madden curse. I don't think the Madden curse exists anymore. I know Christian McCaffrey had a bad year last year. He couldn't stay healthy.
What do you mean it doesn't exist?
I don't think it exists anymore.
Christian McCaffrey went from the highest paid running back to they start drafting running backs to replace him.
I get it, but what about Josh Allen a few years earlier or Lamar Jackson or Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes? Like,
I think certain guys are over, they overcome the Madden curse.
No, I agree. I think it's always been nonsense.
Yeah, it's nonsense. So if that's what you're holding out hope for, Sean and fellow Giant fans.
No. Nobody's hoping for that. Stop it. Now, I will say, does he sniff out like a candidate for the Madden curse? Yeah, I think so.
I saw the picture of what they're using for Saquon on the cover. It is badass. It's basically Saquon Barkley hurdling a defender. So he's in the air with his legs spread.
Yeah, they recreated.
Yes.
That game.
The game that you called.
Right.
Yeah. It's a very, I got to tell you, man, I'm no Saquon fan. I'm not an Eagle fan. I don't even play Madden anymore. I kind of quit it about a decade ago. Became so bad at it. I was like, what am I doing? But that is a cool cover. Badass cover. We'll get to what Jalen Brunson had to say regarding the future of Tom Thibodeau as head coach of the New York Knicks. But more your calls and reaction to what happened in this series against Indiana to what you want to do moving forward. There are a lot of Knicks fans that want to find a way to dump Karl Anthony Towns. 888-808-1019. Ted is calling from Garden City. Good afternoon, Ted.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm a huge fan. Just wanted to shed some light on the Giannis situation.
Yes.
I know, you know, making the trade work is a whole nother issue. But this past summer, I was on vacation with my family. I was just swimming in the pool playing with my daughter. And I look over my shoulder and Giannis is right next to me. So, you know, being a 35-year-old lifelong Knicks fan, I had to do my part and try to, you know, bring up the Knicks and any potential for him to join.
I said,
look, I'm standing right next to you. I'm doing a huge disservice to myself if I don't tell you to come to the Knicks right now. And he actually gave a very thoughtful answer, which was that, you know, he loves New York, but A, he's not fond of the ownership, and he's not fond of the tax situation either. So,
wow.
You know, take for,
holy
yeah,
crap,
I mean,
you got something out of him, right, Ted. Jeez.
Deep conversation.
He really did, and you know, I actually kind of ended the conversation. I know he's a private guy, so I didn't want to go on with it as much as I wanted to talk his ear off for 10 minutes. But he gave me like a 2-minute thoughtful answer. He was saying Brunson's a great guy. I was just talking to him about how, you know, Brunson had taken essentially a discount to re-up with the Knicks, right? And you know, how much that, you know, bought him a lot of you know, favor with the fans, and you know, he couldn't have said nicer things about Brunson and the city, but it doesn't seem like it's something, you know, things can change. This was 10 months ago in August. Who knows? But.
Yeah, forget the tax situation for a second, because I don't find that necessarily as interesting. I think that's an easy answer to deflect. Like, there's a lot of taxes.
Whatever, you're making $60 million. It's all right.
Yeah, right. And you can make it up easily in endorsements. So that one, I think, is a nice stock answer.
Which
I'm
will
very
be taxed as well.
That's true. I'm very surprised he took a shot at the owner. That is actually surprising.
Yeah.
Because the owner situation here has gotten better with James Dolan because he's not as involved.
I thought that would be maybe early in his career, a thought about James Dolan, but now you can't say that about Dolan.
Yeah, unless he's bothered by Charles Oakley not being allowed back unless he drops a lawsuit.
Right.
Yeah, I think, though, in fairness, Giannis seems like the kind of guy that's not going to blow you off when you ask him a random question in the pool. It seems like he wanted to tell you no out of a loyalty to Milwaukee, but wanted to give you a reason.
But this was a year ago.
This was a year ago. And now, and there haven't been reports yet that Giannis is asking for a trade. The reports have been he's talking to Bucks management. He's talking about the possibility of asking for a trade. So we haven't even gotten that far.
Well, you know what that means. It means that Giannis is concerned about the future. What is the immediate plan for the Milwaukee Bucks?
Right.
And does it make sense for him to be a part of it? Because the last thing you want to do as a star who's aging and still thinks you still have, you know, 2 or 3 years left to try to win another championship is to just be a dude on a terrible team.
Right.
A star on a terrible team. No player wants that.
The reason why, just to get into his head, and I've never been a professional athlete. You have. So maybe you'll look at this differently. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think you're going to agree with me. If I'm Giannis Antetokounmpo and I have won an NBA championship and I am a god in Milwaukee and there's a shadow of a guy named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar who left after only being there for a couple of years to go to the bright lights of L.A., if I'm Giannis, I'd spend my whole career there because I'm already a legend.
Yeah.
Like, even if I don't win another championship, which sucks, I mean, obviously you want to win, I think they'll build a statue no matter what. Sometimes the grass isn't always greener when you go somewhere else. Like, Dwight Howard actually came out recently and gave him the advice, which is, why would you want to leave?
Yeah, don't leave. You're a legend where you are. And even though I don't know if, I mean, he probably lives there year round, but I don't have a clue.
He spends a lot of time here.
But it doesn't matter if he right. does or not.
Doesn't have to.
It doesn't matter if he's a Milwaukeean in the offseason. What matters is that he played his entire career there, and fans for a decade or decade and a half had a chance to watch and cheer for him.
He's a legend.
And he's a legend.
And I think
because
by the
success that he's had.
By going somewhere else, I think you're still a legend in Milwaukee. I think you'll always be loved there. But wherever you go, if he comes here, let's use the Knicks as a great example, you better win a title. Mm. If you don't win a title here, think about the way Knicks fans are talking about Cat right now.
Right.
They'll be doing the same thing a year from now by Giannis. First thing Tommy said when I brought up Giannis is, well, he's not a perfect player. Yeah, no kidding. A year from now, you'll be bitching about him, which I understand. I'd be doing the same thing if he came to my team. I'm not trying to say you're wrong for it. So Giannis and what he's thinking, if I could give him advice, or if I was him, I wouldn't give him advice. If I was him, I'd be like, I'm just staying here. The hell am I jumping around the league for? It's probably going to end in disaster, and my reputation won't be as good as it is now.
What's he have, 6 years? 7 years?
What do you mean, in his career?
He had left. He's 30.
Oh, how many years left in his career?
Yeah, 6, 7.
Well, I think that's the complicated part about him. I'm very skeptical about the way Giannis is going to age. Because he's not a great shooter.
Yeah.
And when his athleticism starts to go a little bit, I think he could be a 6'11 Russell Westbrook. Which is not a compliment. And that's my worry about Giannis when he gets to 33, 34, and 35 years old.
Yeah.
But I think if you're Knicks...
Yeah, what's he going to do? How's he going to play?
But I think if you're the Knicks, you're not thinking about that. You're thinking of the next 2 years, can I win an NBA championship with this window of Jalen Brunson being in his prime?
Yeah, for the Knicks, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
For Giannis, I'm not so sure either.
I think Giannis goes to the Knicks if the Knicks have the best offer. They're not going to have the best offer, which is the ultimate problem here. But while it's a cool story and I appreciate our caller sharing it with us, I think that's lip service to just be nice. I think that if John Horst and the Bucks go up to him and say, we got to deal with the Knicks, I think he'll run here on roller skates, which I don't even think they have anymore. Do they still have roller skates?
Yeah, they still thought people do go old school.
Do they have roller skate rinks?
Blades.
Oh, that's a little different.
Roller blades.
Do they have roller skate rinks anymore?
Yes. There's one in my town.
Really?
Yeah.
I was looking for one recently. Couldn't find it.
United Skates of America, bro. Come out to the island.
All right. I'm going to check that one out. Let's go to Freddie in Hackensack. Hey, Freddie.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
So listen, but speaking of roller rinks, I don't know if Evan's a little bit too young, but do you remember the rink in Bergenfield?
No. I don't know if I ever went to that.
That was a long time ago, back in the 90s. Funkmaster Flex used to DJ there. But anyway, listen, I'm really pissed off at hearing about everyone blaming Cat. What about Mikal Bridges? He didn't show up this whole series. Everyone on defense looked bad. Even when Wright came in the game, he was lost. So to blame Cat for this is total BS. He is the best center we've had in years. So I don't think any blame should be put on him. To get rid of him is a mistake. They're not going to do it, and I hope they don't do it.
I think the difference is, and it's not even expectations, because obviously the Knicks gave up the 5 picks for Bridges, which is what really eliminates them from being able to trade for Giannis. It's not the Cat trade. It's the Bridges trade. If they don't make the Bridges trade and they're loaded with all of their picks, including Milwaukee's own pick, the conversation here would be very different. We'd be calling them the favorites to get Giannis Antetokounmpo. But I think the difference is Mikal Bridges, despite what they gave up, is a piece on this team.
Yes.
Karl Anthony Towns is a star on this team. He's making $50+ million a year. He's a former number one overall pick. And I think the reason he's taking more heat is the expectations are higher for him.
He's supposed to be better. He's supposed to be, the reason you make all this money is you're supposed to be the star and when it matters most. Yeah, have a great regular season, fine. But when we want to win a championship or get close to winning a championship, you better be the best player or one of the best players. And he just wasn't consistently during this run. And so that's frustrating. It makes it feel like you're overpaying. And from that perspective, I can see why the fan is saying get rid of him, because you're not going to ever live up to what your paycheck is. But I still think it's early and premature for that, because I, as much as I have gotten on Tibbs over the years, and I'm sure a lot of people have as well, you have to give him credit for his development of talent. And even guys who were pretty good players before they came, they get better when they have time with Tom Thibodeau.
The question around Bridges now is that on July 1st, he's eligible to sign an extension. Mm-hmm. And if he signs that extension and is now making a lot more money are Knick fans going to view him a little bit differently? And I almost think they have to give him the extension because of what they gave up.
Oh, they definitely will view him differently. This is no different than Juan Soto with the Mets. Once you really get paid and you're paid to be the man, you better be the man.
Now, his extension starts with a 140% raise of his 25 salary. So I can't do math really well, but it's a significant raise. Isn't 140% like double? Or am I doing that incorrectly? Or is 100% double?
100% raise?
Yeah, it's 140% raise over his 2025 salary.
Yes, so it's more than double.
It's a big-ass raise. By the way, throughout this postseason, we heard F Dem picks. Mm-hmm. Like, don't worry, it's all worth it. As we sit here today, knowing that those picks are what would give you kind of not just a chance at Giannis, but make you the favorite to get Giannis, I ask you, Tommy, was it worth it?
Yes.
Why?
Because I think that Mikal Bridges, at this stage of his career, being the two-way player, and yeah, at times he was disappointing, but they wouldn't have even been in the Eastern Conference Finals if it wasn't for his play against the Pistons and his play against the Celtics. Was he good in this series? Absolutely not. I've said that Giannis is not a perfect player. I agree with you. I think he will age poorly. And I think the way you go about this, it's almost a blessing in disguise, because one of the reasons why I have that now infamous Jalen Brunson tweet is because I was more worried about add the superstar. Let's not fall back into that, Knick fans, because we did that for decades. Another superstar, another superstar, another superstar. I'll throw a name out there. Jose Alvarado, kid from Brooklyn, obviously on the Pelicans, a dog who could get after it defensively. You could get a player like that, and he could be your Nembhard, or you are, you know, a guy that could be a big-time defender. I like a trade like that. Even if you want to trade a Mitchell Robinson, who's on an expiring contract, who I love Mitch, but if he plays every single game this year, I would be floored. If he played 40 games, I would be
floored. Would you rather have Mikal Bridges than Giannis Antetokounmpo?
That's a loaded question.
Well, that's a simple question.
Giannis is obviously a better player than Mikal Bridges.
So why don't you regret
because
the trade?
Because we already have two superstar players. We have Kat, we have Jalen. We don't need more superstars. We
Let me
need
ask
this
you a question.
To grow with their chemistry.
Let me ask you a question. Hypothetical.
Yeah.
All right? We're going to make a fake trade? Let's make a fake trade. See if he says yes to
this.
Let's
do it.
Go ahead.
John Horst calls me up. He's the GM of the Bucks, and he says, all right, I'm going to give you Giannis. I'm going to give you Kyle Kuzma. Okay? I think the money's going to work on this. I'll have to double check, but it's close enough.
Yeah,
you're getting Giannis, and you're getting Kyle Kuzma, and you're giving me Kat, and you're giving me Bridges. Do you make that trade?
I wouldn't, because I think that you have to build a team with chemistry and you have to play year in and year out. If you're just going to pluck from this team a guy and pluck a team from another player.
You definitely reset the chemistry thing.
Exactly.
I can't argue with that. That doesn't mean you aren't better.
I agree with that.
No, but that's what we said this year. The Knicks are better.
And they were.
But to get to that ultimate goal, you have to build team continuity and chemistry.
Yes.
If you change it every year, you're never going to win a title.
I do agree with that last part. Mm-hmm. I think if you change it every year, it's an uphill battle to develop that chemistry. What concerns me about the Kat-Brunson chemistry, and I mentioned this earlier, really last week, that they had played so many minutes together, the starting five, the old starting five, had played over 900 minutes together, and yet the chemistry still wasn't good. What was very strange about Brunson and Kat was that their chemistry got worse. Hmm. That's tough to explain. Like, they ran less pick and rolls in the second half of the year. Their offensive efficiency wasn't as good. Like, they didn't connect nearly as well as they could. And you could say that, by the way, as a whole. Like, the team offense was so much better and more efficient earlier this season when they had less chemistry. And it's almost like, and I wish I had, like, a reason to explain this. I don't. So if you're looking for some kind of troll, I don't have it. I'm just observing. It feels like their chemistry got worse the more they played together.
Mm.
And I don't know how to explain that.
I think it's probably the roles in the rotation. Remember before the season, Josh Hart was like, I don't know what my role, I'm paraphrasing, I don't know what my role is.
No,
on
he
the
said
team.
That, yeah.
I think Hart's a guy you could come off the bench with. We said that Kat's out of position. He's probably more of a guy that should be the four. They need to develop Kolek and Dottier, see what they have here. They just need to fix up the rotations, the talents there.
But how does that explain Kat and Brunson's chemistry getting worse?
Well, I don't think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's chemistry getting worse. I just think they just became less efficient together because they both want to be the scorer. And so it just becomes like the Jalen Brunson I heart combo or pick and roll they would use, the high pick and roll. That was awesome because I heart knew that he was, all right, if they take you away, I'm going to be right here. Whereas I think with Jalen Brunson and Cat, Cat's like, I want to take the shot, right? And so that pick doesn't happen the right way all the time. Whereas Ihart was like, I am separating you from your defender. And if my defender sticks too, then I got a free shot. Otherwise, I'm separating you from your defender.
Let's go to Keith in Connecticut. Good afternoon, Keith.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are we doing today?
What's up, man? What's up?
Hey, Keith, real quick, just got to ask this, but I apologize, get off the Knicks, but last three games, Red Bulls, big win, very happy. So,
yeah.
Just wanted to make that quick
comment. Red Bulls are rolling, and they're scoring a lot of goals as of late, which is awesome, because their start of the season, it was tough, right? They had a tough start of the season, but they figured it out. Did they lose to New York City? Remember they talked about NYC? They lost.
We got beat pretty right. bad that game.
Right. Yeah. But after that point, they've been good.
I hear him laughing.
Right. After that, they've gotten better.
I appreciate
that. You're welcome.
Love to hear a segment once a week if you could kind of throw that in. Think about that.
Well, I mean, if Evan gets 30 seconds for the Nets.
That's true. You deserve a minute then.
I should get at least a minute.
We'll give you doubles. Yeah.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Now, this conversation has been interesting about Bridges because I was calling it to kind of hammer him, but then Tommy's saying that he didn't play well. But if you look at his stats, four of the six games in the Indiana series, he shot 50% or better. And then if you go look to the Celtics of those four games, only one of them was he under 500.
Right.
But yet, with the five trips, I'm expecting more from him. And I felt he was like a ghost at times in the game.
That's the problem.
He was just non-efficient and just not around. So, yeah, today I got to give some heat back to Bridges because for all the picks the Knicks gave up and everything's going on, we expect more now, not later when he signed the contract. That's nonsense.
Well, but I think you hit on it. Like, his shooting numbers are not why he's judged. Like, shooting 6-for-9 from the field or 6-for-12 from the field is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's going to trade it back, but it's about being an impact defender. And at times this year, he was. And at times this year, he wasn't. It was a very inconsistent season from him. And then, yeah, it goes back to the point he made. When you give up all your draft capital, it's not about the teenagers that mm-hmm. haven't been drafted yet. It's about the ability to do other things that you lost the chance to do
yeah.
by trading for a guy who had a very up and down first year as a Knick.
Yeah, it also just gets frustrating talking about the picks over and over. And that's why I thought it was nice after the Boston series that we maybe put it away.
You knew that wasn't the case, though.
I understand that.
You knew it wasn't.
It just feels so stupid to talk about something that is completely out of anybody's control at this point. Yes, it was a good or bad decision, up to interpretation. But why talk about it still?
I think the reason it comes up now is because of this upcoming offseason and what may be available. Hmm. That's what changes things. And that was the whole kind of criticism of it last year. It didn't face a lot of criticism. I think most Knick fans were excited about the deal. Even I, as an IBO, and certainly on the other end of it yeah. as a Net fan, I understood it. I thought it was a really good deal for the Knicks. I knew how it fit. I thought I knew how well right. it would go. I think the problem was you always knew in the back of your mind, well, what if this guy becomes available a year from now, or true. That guy becomes available. And what it did is pretty much eliminate you from those possibilities. But the other problem is, Mikal Bridges is their fourth best player. That's probably the case. Jalen Brunson, Cat, OG. It's their fourth best player. You gave up 5 picks for your fourth best player. That's inherently the issue.
Yeah. As an aside, I hate the picks in the NBA. I hate the process that they're used as chips for 5 years from now, whatever the heck it may be. It makes no sense, and it makes teams feel compromised when it doesn't really matter to their current iteration of their team. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about picks from 32. Like, who cares? But
the only thing you care about is that you can't use it to get
exactly.
someone else.
Exactly.
Right.
But even if you did still have it, if I'm the Bucks, why the hell do I care about your pick from 2030?
It's just because that's how you rebuild.
I understand that, but that's what I'm saying. The process is so stupid in the NBA with their ability to give up picks 8 years from now. It makes no sense to me.
Let's go to Steven Flushing. How are you, Steve?
Guys, how you doing?
What's up?
Good, man. What's up?
Evan, you mentioned with Tommy over there that trade, the potential 2-for-2 trade. I wanted to sort of build on that.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting. Yeah, so you wanted to do... was it Kuzma and Giannis for Cat and Mikal Bridges, right?
Right. You said? Yeah.
Okay, so the salaries work out, but I would do that on 2 stipulations, because there's a lot of good free agents out there, and you have to keep that in mind. They can get some guys who can really help build this roster, because there's no depth on this bench, and that was a big issue. So go back to your original trade. If you add in this guy named AJ Green on Milwaukee, you can shoot the 3 pretty good, and it's only making like $2.5 million a year. If you do that trade for Giannis and Kuzma, I would do that trade.
Yeah, but Steve, there's a problem with all of this, okay? I didn't present that trade because it's realistic. It's not. Mm-hmm. I presented the trade as a question to Tommy concerning, hey, would you give up Bridges after you gave up 5 first rounds for him to get this player? The Milwaukee, and this is the inherent issue with the Giannis stuff. The Milwaukee Bucks are not making that trade.
Right.
If the Bucks decide they're rebuilding and they're going to trade Giannis, they've come to that conclusion. Dame is cooked. Giannis wants out. We got to reset. They're not trading for Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns. Mm-hmm. They're not trading for OG Anunoby and Josh Hart. They're not. So the only way that this could ever happen, and I don't think it's going to happen, and notice how I'm choosing my words carefully after the debacle of last year when I defiantly told you there's no way Bridges would be traded to the Knicks.
It's never, ever happening until it does at a Yankee game.
Right. I'm saying it, but I'm saying it carefully. The only way any of this would happen is if Giannis pulled a power play. Now, could that happen? Sure. I don't think he has a lot of leverage, but that trade sucks for the Bucks.
Yeah.
Like, it's interesting to ask Knicks fans if you're willing to do it, but the Bucks are going to say no.
Because they're not getting anything. At least nothing that's going to fill their need, whether that's short or long term. Because the short term need is not going to be, let's try to win. Because they're not going to have the resources
to
do it.
No, they're not going to try to win. They're going to reset the whole kit and caboodle. So, I guess the other option besides what I said, which is Giannis forces his way, mm-hmm. is if you get another team. Let's say you get the Grizzlies
right. to sign
be like,
trades.
Oh, my God, I want right. Mikal Bridges. And I'm willing to give up three number ones. And the Knicks are, okay, great. Let's put that one in the hopper. All right, Brooklyn. And the reason I bring up my team is they're literally the only team with cap room, which is incredible, but they are. So let's say Sean Marks got really, really drunk one night, and he's like, I know what I should do. I'll trade my picks back for Cat. And now you've got the net picks back, or the Knick picks back, plus you just got these Memphis picks, and now you send them all to Milwaukee. Sure. But outside of that, it's just not happening.
I'm lost on picks.
I confused you, didn't I?
I have no idea where they are or what you're there for.
Yeah, I know.
Do they even matter?
Yeah, it's very confusing. Like, I think Cat's got value in this league. I don't think that even though he's making a lot of money and he's 29 turning 30 and he can't defend me, I don't think that means he doesn't have value. I just don't think he has value to a rebuilding team. Mm. So if you're the Bucks or you're the Nets, you're not interested in him. You're rebuilding. Like, what are you going to build around a 29, soon-to-be 30-year-old Karl-Anthony Towns? That seems like a really terrible idea. Terrible idea. Let's go to Howard in Marlboro. What's up, Howard?
How you doing, guys? Evan, you said the Knicks have to improve their defense with the defensive efficiencies.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to pile on Cat. One guy I'm going to pile on is, well, one of the ways they can improve their defense is by actually teaching Mitchell Robinson how to shoot a three throw.
Mm.
This way, you know, he could be on the court more and at the end of the games and improve their defense. So I'm going to hang up and listen to what you have to say.
Of course. It'd be great if Mitchell Robinson can make more free throws. Mitchell Robinson was not off the floor. Let me phrase that correctly. Mitchell Robinson not being on the floor in the Indy series had nothing to do with his free throws. Mm-hmm. It had to do with Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah. That was the Boston series with the free throws.
Yes.
Where it was Hakimich, and he was horrendous until he went 6-for-6 in one game.
Right, in Boston, game five.
That was not the same strategy that the Indiana Pacers used.
They did it
a couple times.
They did it one time. I think it was the game I was, game five, the game I was at? I'm trying to remember. But either way, they did it rarely, and that's not what kept them off the floor.
Yeah,
what kept them off the floor was Tom Thibodeau. And the follow-up is, why?
No, and maybe he was scared of that, but I doubt it.
No, he wasn't scared of it. I don't think that was it at all. Mm. He didn't trust Mitchell Robinson.
Well, he blindly trust his starting five.
Yes.
They constantly made their way back onto the floor, and their plus-minus was horrendous throughout the playoffs, despite getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's actually surprising when you think about how many minutes they played together that they went this far.
And it got worse as time went on, which also doesn't make sense. Mitchell Robinson, at times throughout the postseason, I can't say fully because it's clearly Jalen Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
At times in the playoffs, Mitchell Robinson was the best player on the New York Knicks. In the first quarter of Game 6, Mitchell Robinson was the best player on the floor. He impacted the game on both ends by giving this offense second and third opportunities. He had 5 offensive rebounds in a quarter. Like, when have we ever seen that?
Right.
And he also impacts games defensively. So, to our last caller's point, sure, it'd make life easier if he made his free throws. I'm not disagreeing with that point. But it also didn't impact what happened in this series. But let's get to this head coach. Should this head coach come back? There are a lot of Knicks fans who don't want him back. Well, someone who has a very important voice in this discussion is Jalen Brunson, and he gave a very strong opinion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.